Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, and I have a great guest. So let's get started.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Zach Clinton. Today, we're honored to present to you a very special guest and friend of our ministry, Chad Robichaux. He's the founder of the Mighty Oaks Foundation. He's a former Force Recon Marine with 8 deployments to Afghanistan. Chad's a warrior in every sense of the word. He has saved countless lives while serving our country during dangerous and covert missions, and now he saves lives by working to address trauma and PTSD with our veterans. I encourage you, take time to listen to this testimony as Zach and I recently caught up with him backstage at our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. Let's begin. Love getting to do this together and can't wait to talk to Chad Robichaux.
I know. Chad is in the house. Chad is a former Force Recon Marine. On top of that, he's a best-selling author. He's the founder of the Mighty Oaks Foundation. He's a PTSD survivor. He's an MMA champion. He's also a leader of humanitarian rescue missions. He's all over the place, all over the news, testifying, doing everything you can imagine. But God is doing a special work in and through Chad's life. Chad, just to begin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm not only excited to be on the show, but for tonight at Ignite, going to speak to thousands of men. I'm very grateful to
Chad,
be here.
Chad, we appreciate the friendship. Seriously, it's amazing what all the conversations we've had, Chad, but what God's doing is just insane. Hey, you were here at Ignite before.
Yes.
Blew this place up, literally. I mean, you brought in a special guest. You remember that?
Aziz. You told me about Aziz.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It was
a moment.
It was a moment because he was important to you in Afghanistan.
Very. He was not only my interpreter and teammate, but he's my friend. Mm. And I'm sitting here right now because of Aziz. So.
And now we're back, right, on the precipice of what I believe God is going to do something incredible in this room. 4,500 men, sold out crowd, Ignite Men's Impact Weekend, Lynchburg, Virginia, Thomas Hart Baptist Church, and there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of buzz. I've already seen so many men that I'm just familiar faces from the years over the past 10, 15 years coming to this very event. They cannot wait for what God's going to do. But what I can't wait for is we just sat down with Bradley Geary. I am yet to meet, but I can't wait to meet Tommy Waller. But then yourself, you're going to be leading an America 250 Heroes panel for us tonight. And our theme is Forged Through the Fire, Chad. So when you think about getting out there, speaking to some of the greatest leaders and patriots that have ever walked the face of this earth, I want to hear just what is God doing in and through you, and what do you really want to portray to these men?
Well, I mean, when you and I spoke about, you know, what we're going to do in this panel, Brad and Tommy were top of my list, and I'm glad they were both available and able to be here because we have some great warriors in America, you know, and we have great warriors out there right now defending our nation and protecting people around the world who can't protect themselves. But when you talk about leaders, like, I think of men like Brad Geary and Tommy Wall. These are incredible leaders, both from the special operations community, led a squadron at SEAL Team 6, and then was commander of BUDS, producing, you know, next generation of Navy SEALs, and then Tommy Waller, who was a Force Recon platoon commander and company commander. Both of these guys led in combat. Both of these guys have had big wins, big losses, have lost men, and beyond that, have persevered, and when you talk about forged through the fire, they've been through the fire, and they've led others through the fire. And so there's so many lessons that can be learned from warriors like that, from the experience they have, into the culture of manhood. Mm-hmm. And so when you gave me an opportunity to do that, I'm like, these are the guys, and we're going to have just a phenomenal – these are my friends, and I'd have this conversation around campfire with them, but we're going to have a conversation here on stage in front of 4,500 men tonight and hear – what would these guys think about when it comes to going through the fire, struggles, hardships, brotherhood, and where faith ties into all of that? Because where all those things connect is where true resilience comes from.
Chad, I want to talk to you about this because I'm thinking about going over in war and combat. You see things that people can't even dream up. You see evil and just heinous acts of it on a daily basis where it's like, how can you begin to even let somebody in? Because at the end of the day, it's you, in a sense, versus the enemy. It's you versus the world. Spiritual warfare is very real, but then I'm thinking about somebody that comes from a wounded background, somebody who fears abandonment, somebody who has a lot of challenge that they've gone up against in life. And for a lot of men, they suffer in silence. They struggle in loneliness. I think about those
alone,
that come back
alone,
from...
Alone, by the way, alone.
Alone. They bring war back home with them with PTSD and all these things, and they're afraid of letting people in because, man, there just wasn't many people they could trust overseas. I'm just thinking, where do we begin? Where do men begin to recognize that you have to let people in? Everybody needs a battle buddy. I think we need friends for the fire. Why is that so significant
to
really click
for men? You
taught
that all the way back. I mean, that's like day one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think men believe that, you know, it's better to do it alone. But not only are we are not supposed to do it alone, but we don't have to do it alone. Like, like we were created to be in community.
Yeah.
And and the greatest chain breaker that I've seen in the ministry of Mighty Oaks with these guys that are dealing with tremendous amount of hurt and PTSD and anxiety and depression and just hopelessness, the biggest chain breaker I've seen is when we see guys exercise vulnerability and transparency. Wow. And so one of our methodologies at Mighty Oaks is we don't ask guys to do that. We demonstrate it. One of the first things they'll get when they show up there is someone from a previous class is going to stand up in front of them and give the most vulnerable, raw, transparent testimony they probably ever heard. And they're like shocked by it that someone would be that raw. Mm-hmm. But we create an environment that in that intensive week that they have that they by day two or three or four, they like almost feel like out of place if they're not participating because every one of our leaders in our program get up and they just tear the veil back to the scars of their heart and share it with these guys that are strangers and become so bonded and so close. And once they realize that everything, I think Stu Weber says this in his book, Tender Warrior, everything that I struggle with is in the heart of every man you know, that we all are afflicted with the same wounds of this world and I'm not alone in it, then the walls come down to be able to be transparent yourself and share and open. One of the things I get a lot from people is like, I have this veteran in my community. How do I get him to talk to me? How do I get him to tell me what they're struggling with? I want to help them. And a lot of times it's like, it's the opposite. You're looking to go to them and get them to tell you what they're dealing with. How about just sit down, take them for a cup of coffee and sit down across from him and tell them about the time you struggled. Mm. Tell them about the time you failed. Tell them about the time that you hurt.
Modeling.
If you want transparency and vulnerability from someone, demonstrate it. Demonstrate it, and usually it's replicated, and that brotherhood that we talked about, man, we were created for that. We're not created to be alone, but we don't have to be.
I'm there for you. I got your back.
And that's what you guys. That's why I love you guys so much because that's one of the things you guys create, in the programs that the ACCC puts out, is just the ability to have these groups and these lesson plans and these resources that churches could come together in the groups for all the different things that people deal with and come together and solve these problems together.
I mean, yes. Interestingly enough, Chad, to encourage one another, somehow it speaks life, it speaks power, it speaks courage into someone else. When you believe somebody's got your back, let's flip it on its head, and you don't think coach has your back, you're in a bad spot.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. What happens if the coach turns his back on you, turns away?
Yeah, you feel alone.
And what I'm thinking about is in the pains of life, yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, thou art with me. Mm. Think about this in the context of faith. I want to come back to this faith factor because it really, that's a mesmerizing conversation for me. Why is my soul cast down? Hope thou in God. Mm. You know, God's in the midst of it. Elohim is our refuge and a strength, a present help in the time of trouble, when life's not the way it's supposed to be. Therefore, we won't fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be cast into the depths of the sea. No matter what happens, all this metaphoric language, just describing every calamity that could happen. He is in the midst of it. He's in the midst of it. He's in the midst of it. He's in the midst of it. Therefore, what? Be still and know that I am God. In other words, when there were 185,000 Assyrians going to wipe out, 10,000 Israelites? they stood amazed at the good work of God. Mm. He caused everything, just wiped them out. And I'm just thinking, Chad, as I look at you and I think about the dark places, somewhere, someone, somehow, something took you to that place. And I'm just thinking about the people who are listening. You hear what I'm saying? That's why faith has become so powerful in the research. When you look at the Global Flourishing Study, when you look at all the, quote, meta-analysis of all these, quote, factors related to mental health, and we talk a lot about all that because it all ties back to being resilient. You know, how do you face all this stuff? Faith is at the heart of it. Why? Because ultimately, it really is about trusting my well-being into the hands of someone else who I actually believe has my best interests at heart. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
What I wanted to chat with you about, Chad, just going off of what Dad just mentioned, this idea of faith, the faith factor, right? That faith fuels, faith wins, faith actually triggers this idea of resilience in general. I'm just thinking about you speaking at the Marine 250 with the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and then yourself. Three men of faith. Mm-hmm. Who truly are unashamed of their faith in Christ, getting up there in front of the entire Marine Corps and being able to present. I just want to know, like, what is God doing in the branches of military right now? I'd love to hear from your perspective.
Well, I've spoken to, you know, probably close to 500,000 or maybe even more, over 500,000 active duty service members. And of all the events I've done, that was the most amazing, right?
Of course.
I mean, of course.
They
flew me in a helicopter. Like, I flew in a Seahawk from, like, ship to ship to speak to Marines and sailors. And then the culminating event was this big exercise where they showed the entire strength and ability of the, you know, Navy and the Marine Corps to do amphibious landing. It was air. I mean, this thing was the most powerful demonstration of Naval Marine Corps strength. That you can imagine. And then the culminating event was a speaking event, and 25,000 Marines and sailors on Delmore Beach. And you know, Jocko speaks, I speak, then Secretary Hegseth and the Vice President. But you know, when you prepare for a speech like that, you want to get it down. So a lot of rehearsal, a lot of preparing. Like, you know, I got my 10 minutes to, like, to motivate these Marines. And of all the things I said, I'm critical of myself, but that one I was, like, really happy with my speech. Of all the things I said, the biggest reaction I got was when I paused to profess my faith in Jesus. Wow. And those Marines went nuts.
Did they really?
And to where, you know, you kind of, when you over prepare for a speech like that, you kind of know you guys spoken a lot. You know when you're going to get the laughs. Yeah. You know when you get the cheers. So you already kind of program in your pauses. Yep. I didn't expect that reaction. Wow. And it took me back, like, and I thought, this is amazing. Yeah. Like, these are 25,000 young, most of these guys are below 25 years old, 18 to 25 years old, war fighters. And of all the things I said to motivate them, the biggest response I got was professing my faith in Jesus. And I, when I got off the stage, I went to, Brad was there and Tommy was there. And I'm like, something shifted. Like, there's a shift. And that's what real leadership
does. Hey, when you're facing what
does.
You're facing right now, man, you know what I mean? It's serious.
It's good versus evil. You're not picking, by the way, there's no Republican, no. Democrat, conservative, liberal anymore.
No. Nope.
This is good versus evil.
That's right.
Like, you and yep. People will realize
light and darkness, man.
They have to pick a side. Up. People have realized they have to pick a side. I think the left, in the godless people in America and around the world, they've overplayed their hand and exposed who they are, and people feel like they have to pick a side.
It's unbelievable.
And thankfully,
yes,
people are picking a side of righteousness.
Yes.
And that has really put a light on goodness and God.
Here's the deal, yes. Chad. At the end of the day, though, you know this, that anything that smacks of righteousness, of boldness, of courage, of character, especially that way, all hell will come against. All hell will break loose.
This year, I have had, when you talk about spiritual warfare, I have had, like, I've been accused of, like, being a liar, being a fake, stealing money from everything that a person in public position can get, everything.
It's
insane.
Is brutal. It's stupid.
The bigger the platform gets, the bigger your voice gets, the more people hate.
It's an all-out assault. It's
crazy.
They don't even care. It's sensational headlines, all kinds of garbage.
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. There's no regard to what's true. Like, it's just like the attack. And thankfully, like, it's pretty easy. The attacks that I've had have been, and other people weren't the same. But for me, the attacks I had were so ridiculous that it just kind of comes and goes. But
I want to go back to what Zach was talking about. You know, friends for the fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't go it alone. You know why? Because none of us are that good.
No.
We're not. Yeah.
I'm not. No. I can't.
None of us are.
Yeah. I mean, man, I am so blessed to be surrounded by such incredible people every day.
Yeah.
Not just professionally. Professionally, yeah, because I have an important job. God's put a heavy burden on my heart to do important work. And professionally, I need to be surrounded by, you know, some world changers and kingdom builders and guys that are smarter than me and women that are more organized than me and all the things to make things happen. But outside of that, personally, not only is life hard, but being in ministry is hard. Yes, being in ministry would be super easy if it wasn't for people. You guys know that. but it's hard work. I've recognized that I need a tremendous amount of support to do this work well, and I'm the best. I speak against it all the time, but I'm probably the best isolator there is. I think if there was a world championship for isolating, I could probably win it.
And here's the scary thing: hell loves to get you alone.
Yeah,
you know, like the African lion, he separates his prey off from the pack.
Yeah,
hell loves to get you alone. There's an old Jewish proverb that says this: he who goes too far alone goes mad. What's the one thing we were not made for? Aloneness. It's not good that man be alone. Mm-hmm. So God, help us in the midst of this to stay anchored vertically in our relationship with you and horizontally in some brothers. We'll call them a band of brothers here just for a moment that keep us, quote, steady, encouraged, strengthened, purposeful, missional. Mm-hmm. Because the moment we drift, there's some bad boys out there.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Yes, there are.
The enemy's out there. Mm. And Ephesians 6 says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, too, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Mm. Therefore, what? Put on the whole armor of God that you're able to withstand the wiles of the evil one. Because you know what? This is the throwdown to stand.
Yeah.
To stand.
Yeah, I think every man listening, every woman, too, but I want to speak to men like you, if you don't know that you're in a war, you're a bystander or a victim. You are born into a war, a spiritual war that came way before you or I, and you're called to stand up and fight in it. And if you're going to be passively sitting aside, you're going to be going to be a victim.
You know, the sad thing is, Chad, that piece out there, Zach and I talk about it a lot, the mass of men live the quiet lives of desperation. What happens is you get lost in the stuff. And you start medicating yourself, and next thing you know, you lost 5. Then you lose 10. And, you know, maybe it's 15 years before you wake up. Hmm. You know, and hell rejoices in that. Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? Dude, hey, the boys down there, at least they accept you for who you are. You know what? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Go do it, man. And that's the thing that's the most damning, if you will, in this journey of manhood. You can go there real easy.
Yeah.
It's the old quote, most men die at 26, we just don't bury them until they're 62. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same idea of helping men recognize. We've talked about combat, Chad. We've talked about the significance of community. But I kind of want to close with a note on courage. Because, again, when the mass of men leader live but quiet lives of desperation, I believe that courage is contagious. Billy Graham once said that courage is contagious because when a brave man takes his stand, the spines of others are often stiffened. Mm-hmm. When I look at Chad Robshaw and I see you just continually everywhere that God has you, from the immediate market to literally continuing to travel overseas in the humanitarian and just rescue missions, to a man that is just boldly helping people, rescuing them from PTSD at Mighty Oak, somebody that God has commissioned for such a time as this. What's a final word to men of not just hope and not just encouragement, but of challenge and a recommissioning to stand in the gap and be the courageous leader God's called us to be?
Well, I think Shay Richardson said that courage is not the absence of fear. It's understanding that it's being scared, but understanding that something's more important than a fear moving forward anyway. And, I hear a lot of stuff directed towards me or our team, how brave we are and how courageous we are. Man, I could tell you, like, Dennis Price and I, you know, swimming across the Panjshir River in Afghanistan, you know, back in 2021, or you know, me working in that, you know, in Afghanistan, me and Aziz being out in the mountains by ourselves for you know, weeks and months at a time, driving in a Taliban village, not only without a gun, but without a radio, or like in Ukraine, going when we went rescue Benjamin Hall. Like, I remember we had, you know, nine dudes like in our safe house, and C Spray picks up the phone and is like, "Hey, Benjamin Hall just got catastrophically wounded. His Fox News team is dead, and he's got a wife and two little girls at home. If the people in this room right now don't go across the border and go into Kyiv while it's being attacked by the Russians are going to seize Kyiv tonight. If the people in this room don't say yes to go get him, he's going to die and he'll never see his wife and kids again. And who wants to go?" And every single man in that room raised their hand and went across the border. And we got Benjamin Hall home to his wife and kids, and we recovered Pierre Krzyzewski's body the next day. Like, every moment like that, yeah. These aren't guys that wasn't scared. Mm. Me included, terrified at times. By the way, these aren't men that have, like, nothing to lose. These are men with, like, wives and kids at home, lives ahead of them, that are going to help people they don't even know, never met before, sometimes countries not their own. And so go back to that quote, like, courage is not the absence of fear. It's understanding something is more important than that fear and then moving forward anyway. The best example we have for that is Jesus at Calvary. I mean, in Gethsemane, you see Jesus pacing back and forth for an hour, falling on his face, tears like a sweat, like drops of blood. He's asking God to take this cup from him. Like he is a man facing something very difficult, very hard, whether it was fear or anxiety or anticipation, whatever it was that he was dealing with. I believe it was all those things, by the way. He demonstrated courage, the capacity to say that, yeah, this is scary, but something is more important than his fear. You, me, humanity, and moving forward anyway. And we, you know, if we're going to model our lives after Jesus, there's not a better model to do that than that. I mean, there's going to be times in our life as men that we have important things to do, and they're scary and they're terrifying, but something has to be more important than fear, because as men, we're required to move forward anyway.
Mm. Nothing more dangerous than a man on a serious mission. Mm. You know that? I felt impressed in my spirit to say this, Chad. Don't grow weary, quoting Paul.
I'll well say this doing. To the men out there. There's nothing more dangerous than a man on a mission, but there's also nothing more damaging and dangerous to the world than a passive man. Mm. Our world, the reason our country and this world is in the position we're in right now is because of weak, passive men who's sitting by and not having that courage to stand up and do
right Chad,
thing.
Thanks for being a fighter. You know that. I'll go back to that verse. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap a reward if you don't faint. In other words, standing bold for Christ, it's all that matters. In the end, hey, waiting to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Just like, yes, boom. Yeah. Yes, sir. You know that? Mm. That's what I love. I just love valor. I love strength. I love patriotism. Seriously, I love people with purpose. God's mission, doing that great thing. Chad, it matters.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Hey, we salute you. We appreciate your good. Your consistency and your fight in the midst of the storms.
Yes. Yeah. Cannot wait to see what God has in store. I know, for not just tonight at Ignite, but I mean Ignite moving forward. Advisory board member at Ignite. On top of that, everything happening with AACC, the Helping Our Heroes Flourish campaign. There's so many things that we're going to lock arms with. And, man, we just appreciate your courage. We appreciate the way that you step into combat every day. And we just want to continue to surround you with the community of fellowship, because faithful are the wounds of a friend, man. And we're with you every step of the way.
I appreciate you guys' friendship. And if you're listening, like,
yes,
get on the Ignite website, because we have events coming up.
Cannot wait to have Chad with us. Please be sure to join us if you're a man, or if you know a man, you got a special man in your life, God's going to do something amazing.
Ignitemen.net.
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 And Chad, where can our audience go to find out more about you and also to watch the Resilient Show?
The easiest place to find me is on my Instagram. That's the easiest place to kind of track it, what I'm doing every day. But ChadRobichaud.com and my website is my website. And then the Resilient Show, we have weekly episodes coming out. And we're going to record one while we're here.
It's incredible.
With Brad and Tommy.
Chad, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your friendship. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.